Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned into the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again. That means the radio activist Mark Harrington's back in the saddle, not only here on Facebook Live, on Created Equal's Facebook page and other media platforms, but I'm back in the saddle again on my own personal Facebook page, because as you well know, if you follow your radio activist, your voice of resistance, you know that I was banned from Facebook for 30 days for a post that is 8 years old. But as of last Sunday, I'm back in the saddle again, like Aerosmith used to sing about way back in the 70s. I realize I'm dating myself, of course, talking about Aerosmith. I'm not a big Aerosmith fan. I happen to like some of their music. I'm a good heavy metal fan. I do like some heavy metal, but I'm back in the saddle again. Your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show. And folks, we're going to be talking about the banning of weapons of mass destruction. The banning of instruments of mass destruction. Now, before you go there, you might be thinking, is Mark going to talk about gun control today? Well, I hope you know me well enough. I try to stay focused on my mission, which is to end abortion, to abolish abortion. So we're going to talk about that. But this whole discussion that has ensued ever since the massacre in Las Vegas about gun control, it happens every time, right? We understand that. I'm not going to be talking about gun control today. I'm a Second Amendment defender. I mean, I think we all should be. But what I really want to talk about is the banning of weapons of mass destruction when it comes to the daily killing of preborn children. And in order to make that point, I'm wearing one of my most famous or popular, one of my favorite abortion t-shirts here. This is created by my good friend, Michael Spillman at Abort 73. Board 73, he creates these great t-shirts. This one says, Tools of Mass Destruction. What it does is it shows all the different types of abortion tools that are used to kill babies. I tell you this, wear this out in public. You get a lot of looks and you start a lot of conversations. I mean, there are a lot of people that walk around with abortion tools on their shirt. I do it when I go to the store every once in a while, I wear this shirt. And a lot of people take a look at it. Most folks don't have any idea what a weapon of mass destruction looks like when it comes to abortion. So wearing a shirt like this gets people talking. Because isn't abortion mass destruction? And aren't abortion tools weapons or instruments of mass destruction? And we talk about semi-automatic weapons. This shooter apparently in Las Vegas used semi-automatic weapons, and he had a full arsenal apparently in his hotel room. But we talk about that all the time. And then the gun control advocates come on TV and say how we need to ban assault weapons, ban semi-automatic weapons, and so forth and so on. And we have this huge discussion, so to speak, even though it's politicized, after one of these things. But very few people get on the air and talk about the real instruments of mass destruction. They're happening every day. 2,900 babies are killed every day. Keep in mind, think of this. If we had Las Vegas happening, 59 people died in the Vegas shootings. And by the way, folks, you know, I don't want to be insensitive to the victims' families and so forth. Obviously, we need to be praying for them. We need to grieve for them, grieve for our nation, that we've come to this point that where people can mow down people when they're, you know, entertaining themselves in Las Vegas or what have you. It's a symptom of the times we live in, right? I mean, it really is. The Bible says bloodshed touches bloodshed. You can't slaughter babies for 45 years and expect that blood not to spill out into the streets and into other areas of life. You can't expect the violence of the womb to stay confined there. That violence, that the idea that we can solve our problems by killing people, which is what abortion is, right? We can solve our problems, in this case, a crisis pregnancy, by killing another person. That kind of thinking is what's spilling out into our streets, and that's why we have what we see in Las Vegas. But could you imagine 2,900 folks who are watching a country music festival or concert getting mowed down every day by automatic or semi-automatic weapons? That's what's happening with abortion. Now, a lot of people say, Mark, you're exploiting the tragedy in Las Vegas. You're doing what the left does. You're taking this and using an opportunity to grind your own axe on abortion. You know, folks, let's get beyond all this. People use these opportunities for teaching moments. Now, I don't want to minimize what happened there, but I also want to take the moment to draw attention to an even greater crime that's happening against humanity here in America, and that is abortion. If you believe that the preborn are equal to the born, which we as Christians believe, and many other people, because the Declaration of Independence says we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among those are the right to life is a primary and foundational right. If you believe the preborn are equal to the born, then 59 people being slaughtered in Las Vegas is no different than 59 preborn babies being slaughtered. We just don't see them. They're not born. They're not living among us. They're not as developed. Their environment's different. Their degree of dependency is different. And all those things. But those are immaterial. They're not important. The bottom line is the preborn are equal to the born at fertilization. And if you believe that, then we have mass destruction happening every day in America. Every single day, 2,900 babies die. I can tell you this, if we were going to line up 2,900 people and shoot them in the head today, people would be outraged by that. And the reason why we're not outraged by it is because we don't see it. We don't see it. And so my point today is we're going to be talking about banning these instruments of mass destruction. And what's happening in the United States Congress right now, where the U.S. House of Representatives have passed a 20-week abortion ban, and now it's going on to the Senate. So that's why I've got this T-shirt on, again, Tools of Mass Destruction. This is created by a good friend of mine, Michael Spielman at Abort 73. And by the way, Mr. Producer, if you would, just for a moment, put up the other T-shirt. This is another T-shirt I own, but I can't wear anymore because it's all torn up. I've used it to paint and stuff. This is another T-shirt that my good friend Michael Spielman at Abort 73 has created. Wear this around town for a while, okay? Especially in the aftermath of Las Vegas. Would it bother us more if they use guns? Of course, just asking the question, people are say they'll walk up to you and say, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well, what I mean is if abortionists used guns, handguns, rifles, semi-automatic weapons to kill preborn babies, would it bother us more? And the truth of the matter is it would. And that's the point. Does it really matter what instrument or tool of mass destruction that we use to kill babies or to murder people? No, it doesn't. Whether it's a gun or whether it's a forceps like this, which is used to kill babies in the womb at 20 weeks by tearing them limb from limb, whether it's a curette like this which is used to scrape the lining of the uterus to remove the baby, or whether it's a handgun. It doesn't matter. It's still killing human beings, innocent human beings. So what I'm going to do today is demonstrate to you through a video and just by the use of these instruments and so forth and my t-shirt, the inhumanity of abortion, and especially this attempt, at least in the U.S. Congress, to ban 20-week abortions. So what we want to do right now is, if you would, Mr. Producer, cue up the video. This is a video that was created by Live Action. Live Action, Lila Rose, right, created this video. And what it has is Dr. Anthony Levitino, who I know, a personal friend of mine, who is a former abortionist, describes rhetorically what a D&E or dilation and evacuation abortion looks like, or what he describes it. And then there's a animation to back it up. So if you would, Mr. Producer, go ahead and cue that up. Let's play this video. And keep in mind, this is happening hundreds of times a day in America. And this is what the U.S. Congress is attempting to ban.
I'm going to describe a second trimester surgical abortion called dilatation and evacuation, or D&E. A D&E is performed between 13 and 24 weeks of pregnancy. After administering anesthesia, the abortionist uses a weighted speculum, like this one, that opens the vagina widely. Because second trimester babies are so large, this greater access facilitates a late-term abortion. Late-term abortion requires that the cervix be prepared 24 to 48 hours in advance with laminaria. Laminaria is a type of sterilized seaweed that absorbs water over 8 to 12 hours and swells to several times its original diameter. Once removed, metal dilators can be used to further open the cervix as needed. Once the cervix has been stretched open, the suction tube is placed inside. A baby at 20 weeks gestation is as big as the length of my hand, from head to rump, not counting the legs. The suction machine is turned on, and pale yellow amniotic fluid surrounding the baby is suctioned out through the catheters. But babies this big, they don't fit through catheters this size. The baby's bones and skull are too strong to be torn apart by suction alone. This is a sofa clamp. A sofa clamp is made of stainless steel. It's about 13 inches long. The business end is about 2.5 inches long and 1/2 inch wide, and there are rows of sharp teeth. This is a grasping instrument. When it gets a hold of something, it does not let go. The abortionist uses this clamp to grasp an arm or leg. Once he has a firm grip, the abortionist pulls hard in order to tear the limb from the baby's body. One by one, the rest of the limbs are removed, along with the intestines, the spine, and the heart and lungs. Usually the most difficult part of the procedure is extracting the baby's head, which is about the size of a large plum at 20 weeks. The head is grasped and crushed. The abortionist knows he has crushed the skull when a white substance comes out of the cervix. This was the baby's brains. The abortionist then removes skull pieces. He removes the placenta and any leftover parts of the baby with a curette, scraping the lining of the uterus for any remaining tissue. The abortionist then collects the baby parts and reassembles them to make sure that there are two arms, two legs, and all the pieces. Once all the parts have been accounted for, the abortion is complete. For the woman, this procedure carries a significant risk of major complications, including perforation or laceration of the uterus or cervix with possible damage to the bowel.
All right, producer, we can end it right there if you don't mind. Here's the question I have, and I often bring this up to my audience. Really? Are we living in the twilight zone? The fact that we're doing this is beyond belief. You know, when we talk about Las Vegas, it's beyond belief. People just can't imagine the level of evil involved in mowing down innocent people watching a concert. And they're outraged by that, and rightly so. And we care and pray for the victims, and we thank the first responders and all those who rushed in to save lives and all of that. But in the background, happening every single day in America, this video depicts a D&E abortion or a dismemberment abortion up to 24 weeks. That's when they use it. And the fact that we're even debating this, I think, means we're entering the twilight zone. Now, I know I'm dating myself. If you would, Mr. Producer, put up the picture of Rod Serling. Rod Serling, of course, was the guy who introduced the Twilight Zone in 1959. Black and white show about, it was a sci-fi show. Very scary, by the way. Rod Serling talked about the Twilight Zone, all these weird things going on, things that were beyond belief. I think we have entered the Twilight Zone in America. The fact is that we aren't even debating this at a large level like we would if people were to be killed by handguns or machine guns. To me, is the Twilight Zone. Mr. Producer, if you would play the video. This is the video, the trailer for the Twilight Zone. And I think you'll get my point.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Well, we've entered the Twilight Zone. In 2017, the idea that we're even debating whether we should ban 20-week abortions, whether we should ban the dismembering, decapitation, and disemboweling of babies that are this size. By the way, this is a fetal model of a 20-week preborn baby. Look at this baby, if you would. Look at this baby. You've got arms, legs, hand, feet, toes, fingers, everything. Looks like a baby to me. Yet, right now in the U.S. Congress, we're debating whether it should be against the law for an abortion killer to tear apart the baby limb for limb, then the torso, then the chest, and then crushing the head. We're debating that openly right now in Washington, D.C. Now, understand we're in the Twilight Zone, but it is where we live. And right now, the United States Senate has passed the bill to ban 20-week abortions. And the vote was 239. Let me get the number here. 239. I'm sorry. 237 to 189. H.R. 36, the pain-capable abortion ban or something. 20-week abortion ban, I guess is the name of it. And the idea here is that they're trying to say that if the baby's pain capable, like that matters, because it really doesn't. Whether a person can feel pain or not, it shouldn't matter. I mean, they're human whether they feel pain or not. Level of development is not a barometer or an indicator or a threshold as to whether we're human or not. But for educational purposes, they've called it the pain capable 20-week abortion ban. All right. To educate the American people that at 20 weeks or in that area, a preborn baby feels pain. All right, that's fine. But it's a pain-capable abortion ban, banning ostensibly five-month abortions, okay? And this has passed the United States House of Representatives and now goes on to the United States Senate, where it will find a much more rocky road to passage. And why is that? Think about it. The U.S. House is dominated by Republicans. They voted 237 to 189. The United States Senate has 52 so-called Republicans. Many of them are rhinos. They don't vote with Republicans. They vote Democrat most of the time. And you need a 60 vote. According to the rules right now in the Senate, you'll need 60 votes to pass the 5-week or 5-month abortion ban. And what we're doing here, along with Trent Franks, if you would pull up that article on Breitbart, Trent Franks has written a letter to Senator Mitch McConnell telling Mitch McConnell to suspend the filibuster rule, to suspend the threshold of 60 votes that are needed for passage of a bill like the 20-week abortion ban. He's saying, you know what? The moment the Democrats take control of the Senate, God forbid, they will immediately do away with this without any questions asked. They don't even think twice about it. But some reason, the Republicans like to play by the rules of the enemy. When the enemy says you need 60 votes, they say, oh, right, you're right. We need to kowtow to the baby killers in the Senate and make sure we get 60 votes. Well, I guarantee you, if the Senate is required to get 60 votes, they aren't going to get them because they need 8 Democrats. And the way it works today in Washington, all the Democrats are pro-abortion, and not all, but most of the Republicans are pro-life. So you've got this gridlock. It's partisan. You've got to find a way to get legislation moved through the Senate. And the only way to do that is to bust this arcane filibuster rule. And so I am joining my friends like Senator Trent Franks and calling for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to suspend the filibuster rule in the Senate and pass the paying capable 20-week abortion ban now. Do it now. Drop this silly filibuster rule that the Democrats would do in a moment if they had the majority, and get this piece of legislation done and on the desk of President Trump right away to sign, which, by the way, he has said he would do. Let's get this done now. The fact that we're even debating this is unbelievable, but let's get it done. Now, I know there are people out there saying, I mean, in my audience anyway, that say, you know what? This isn't going to do any good. It's not going to save any lives, and et cetera, et cetera. It only prolongs abortion because you're not ending it altogether. I mean, let me deal with that for a second. First of all, legislation always has educational value. In this case, the idea that we're talking about 5-month babies being killed by abortion is a value for the American people to understand. The idea that we're killing 20-week babies, late-term babies that can survive outside the womb, that's valuable in the court of public opinion. So educational purposes are always involved in legislation, and I think this one has a lot of good value in that regard. The other thing is that it saves lives. There's no doubt in my mind that if we were to ban 20-week abortions, that babies will be saved. In fact, it's estimated that 18,000 children will be saved from abortion if the 20-week abortion ban is passed and signed by President Trump. Now, if you're an absolutist, if you're a person that believes we can only deal with legislation that completely and entirely abolishes abortion in one fell swoop, you're not going to like this. But you got to keep in mind, people that believe that are also saying those 18,000 lives don't matter. What about them? We should be trying to save as many babies as we can on the way to saving them all. And this is a step in the right direction by sparing the lives of 20-week preborn babies. One other argument I hear out there, and that is, it's ageist to support the 20-week abortion ban, whether it's in Ohio with the dismemberment ban or any other ban that's not total and complete or it's incremental, that somehow you're throwing them under the bus. You're throwing these babies under the bus. You really don't care. No, the answer to that is they're already under the bus, folks. Roe v. Wade put them there. We're trying to save them and pulling them out from under the bus. We're not putting them there. They were already put there by prior legislation and court rulings. The 20-week abortion ban with other incremental type or gradual or prudential measures are simply saving as many as we can and pulling them out from under the bus as fast as we can. So folks, here's your action point for today. Despite the fact that we are living in the twilight zone, we've got to wake up. Despite the fact that Rod Serling's prediction, you know, that we're in the, you know, his show there, that we're living in the twilight zone, and we've entered that, and we're actually debating whether we should spare the lives of 20-week babies. It is what it is. It's reality. We have to live in reality, right? So the action point is this. I want you to pick up the phone today and call Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell at the phone number that is going to be put up on the screen there, and let him know that you support the 20-week abortion ban, and more importantly, that you want him to do away with this arcane, outdated rule of requiring 60 votes. And the phone number there is on your screen. It's 202-224-2541. That's 202-224-2541. Call Senator Majority Leader, Senate Majority Leader McConnell today and tell him you support the 20-week abortion ban and you want the filibuster rule eliminated, suspended, done away with, so we can have an up or down vote on this piece of legislation. So that's your action point for today. Now, to transition to a couple of housekeeping items or updates, we've got good news coming out of my home state here in Ohio. That is that abortions in this state are at an all-time low. If you would, Mr. Producer, put up the article there on Life News talking about how the Ohio Department of Health has come out with its annual numbers on abortion. And we in the state of Ohio are at a 40-year low, a 40-year low on abortion numbers in the state. Now, that doesn't mean they're all done. I mean, that doesn't mean that we've stopped abortion altogether, but that's a pretty big number. 40 years since 1976, our numbers are the lowest they've ever been. We're down, and I say down, 20,000. I mean, it's way too many, obviously. One's too many. But about 1,000 babies, 1,000 more babies have been saved in the last year than were saved the prior year before. And I don't usually toot our own horn here at Created Equal, and I want to give kudos to those who deserve it. And let me just say that Ohio Right to Life has done a masterful job in passing legislation that has slowly but surely rolled back abortion in the state. And we are moving in the right direction. You can call it what you like, incrementalism, prudence, or whatever. The bottom line is our goal, our role, our obligation, responsibility in the pro-life movement is to save babies, right? And if we can save them through legislation, we should be doing that. And so the restrictions and other things that they have passed in the last 10 years or so have helped us to get to this point where we are at a 40-year low. On the other hand, to toot our own horn, your radio activist, your voice of resistance, Mark Harrington, has been sowing seed in the state of Ohio since the year 2000. We have been visiting college and high school campuses for almost two decades. And we have really concentrated those efforts in the last 6 years since 2011, when I started Created Equal. We have been repeatedly visiting high school and college campuses around this state for 6 years. And along with that, we have seen the regular decrease of abortions follow our outreaches. As I speak right now, for an example, if you would, Mr. Producer, pick up, show the picture of our team out at the Indiana University of Bloomington. As I speak right now, our activists are traveling throughout the state of Ohio and the surrounding states like Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Kentucky, and in the state of Ohio, visiting college and high school campuses, as well as the killing centers, the places that they dismember preborn babies. And we've been doing that for 6 years. So I don't usually take credit for the decrease in abortions in Ohio, but I think it's time we did, at least at some level. There's a multitude of pro-life organizations that are working together to end abortion as we know it, and on the way, save as many babies as we can. So Those are good numbers. It's a good report coming out of Ohio. Something that if you're a pro-life activist and you live in the state, something you can be proud of. Don't let anyone tell you this doesn't matter. It matters. We don't do away with this overnight because we didn't get here overnight. We've got to change the culture one heart at a time. We've got to change abortion law one piece of legislation at a time. And we need to save babies one baby at a time. So, again, a 20 or a 40-year low here in the state of Ohio when it comes to abortions. So, all right, finally, let's again reiterate our talking point here, our take action point, and that is that you need to be calling Senator Mitch McConnell, Majority Leader McConnell, and demand that he remove the filibuster rule and vote up or down on the 20-week abortion ban, the pain-capable 20-week abortion ban, and let's get this thing done. Let's get it on the desk of President Trump for signature, and let's save these 18,000 babies a year from the brutal death of a D&E dilation and extraction abortion, a dismemberment abortion. And folks, just keep in mind, weapons of mass destruction, whether they come in the form of a handgun or a semi-automatic weapon, or for that matter, the tools of mass destruction as it relates to abortion, when it comes to Sofer clamps or a curette, it doesn't matter. These are all weapons of mass destruction, and we need to end the killing of preborn babies and end the mass destruction of abortion in America. And we're heading in the right direction. Support our measure, the measure in Washington, but calling Senator Mitch McConnell again at 202-224-2541. And let's take a moment and be thankful that at least in the state of Ohio, and by the way, this is trending mostly around the country in different states, but we are at a 40-year low when it comes to abortion. And that's due to the hard work of a lot of organizations and individuals in this state. And so kudos to everybody that continues to put their hand to the plow, to fight the good fight, to stand for truth, justice in the American way, and defend these preborn babies. Day in and day out. So we'll see you next time. By the way, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, you can pick us up here on Facebook Live and other media platforms like YouTube and Twitter. And so tune in 1 p.m. Eastern time every Thursday here for the Mark Harrington Show on Create Equals Facebook page and other media platforms. So we'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.